some sound of guns and shelling at around downtown. But since up to this moment, there is no much sound anymore. It is calm. Antonov could be seen on the sky, you know, trying to patrol the town. And even the military also are also patrolling the town. So we could see from the far distance that it is a little bit calm. We don't know whether it is a response to the 72 hours of drills, or it is, you know, something else. We don't know. We don't know what is happening.
And who is in control of the city? Who is in control of the city?
It is very difficult to predict who is in control and who is in which place. Because within the downtown, you could hear the military talk about they are in control of certain areas. But then if you meet some people who are trying to escape without coming to outskirts, to suburb, they will tell you along all the roads from downtown outside, all these are RSF forces who are, you know, at all the checkpoints. They are some positive stories even from the civilians that they help people, they try to show them, to guide them on the safe road, and they tell you, okay, don't go this way, go the other way, no, like that. So these are the stories I'm getting from some eyewitnesses who actually try to make it out from the town, from the hotspot out to the suburb. So it is very difficult, as I said, to understand or to predict that who is in control in which place. But the RSF seems to be controlling a major part of the outside of the town, and with a few who are inside, maybe around the military barracks or around the presidential palace where the fighting is taking place.
When I spoke to you earlier this morning, you said you were lining up for bread. Could you talk to me about your experience getting bread this morning?
Yeah, it is not only my experience, it is the situation in general here. I actually went from 8:30 in the morning, and I came back just half an hour ago, like around 11:30 or to 12 midday. There are many people queuing for bread, for cooking gas, even though it is not even there, but trying to survive. People go out to look for food, to look for something they can support their family, support their dear ones, back home. Even you could see people with a jerry can and buckets, you know, looking, going and knocking on other doors, looking for water. There is a hand pump in nearby school. People are also queuing for that, you know, trying to fetch water for the consumption, for the baby consumption, for cooking, washing, and other stuff like that. So that is the situation a bit outside the downtown, where people are trying to not to do it. When I was at the queue, the bakery, there was also a huge influx of people traveling, getting into buses, getting into the private vehicles. You could just see people along the road carrying their bags, families with children, and, you know, women. They're trying just to leave this town by all means, trying to seek safety to, you know, nearby town or nearby place.
Is there any statement as of today from the two parties?
Apart from the statement the military leader Al-Burhan gave on the eve of Eid al-Fitr, there is no other statement. I heard General Himeti speaking last night on Al Jazeera TV, where he was trying to, you know, justify why they have reached to this stage of the situation in the country. So he's asking people to bear with the situation, and as normally they also ask, you know, people to support them so that they are able to win this battle and all. So up to this moment, it is a weekend here. There is no much statement. that the silence could mean they are adhering to the ceasefire they announced for the 3 days. And this is just the first day of the ceasefire, and we see what is going to happen tonight, what is going to happen tomorrow. This is, we can't tell.